Hello everyone and welcome to the GMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is the GMS RPG Academy, the show in which I give you my insights as a gamer, a GM, a writer, a publisher, and a convention attendee. This is going to be a whole new series of videos, and I already have like 20 prepared on how to publish your game and why you should do it or not. I have published like 12 books already in Spain, and now I am going to publish out in the United States and the English-speaking market in general as well. So I thought I will make this not just as a means to tell you what I know, but also what I am learning, and hopefully as well try to address some of the issues that you people who want to publish your own game may raise with me. This show is going to be both in podcast and video format, so you can consume it however you please. And just to let you know, my patrons will get all these videos at least 1 week, if not longer, as well as access to the afterthoughts and the Discord channel. So if you want even more material, please join us in our Patreon. The link is in the show notes. A few weeks ago, I spoke about whether people should publish, you know, if their games or not. And of course, the answer is yes. Absolutely yes. But then I thought, you know, why? Why should you publish your game? Why would you want to publish it? And this is a question that, honestly, we don't think about it often enough. And even more honestly, we are not as honest about it as we would or should be. And it is a very important question to ask. Bear with me. You can publish your game for whatever reason you want, and it's perfectly okay. If you want to make money, yes, it's okay to publish a role-playing game. If you want recognition, yes, it's okay to publish a role-playing game. If you just want to bring out some joy to people, yes, it's okay to actually publish a role-playing game. If you have any other reason that doesn't hurt anyone, yes, it's okay to publish your role-playing game. Absolutely. However, and there is always a however, the true reasons to actually want to publish your game is going to determine an awful lot how to go about it. If you only want to publish your game for people to actually play with it and enjoy it, but you don't have that much ambition as to where that game is going to go or how it's going to look, then you can just export a PDF from your word processor and that's it, done. Done, you have a book. Finished. You have to take very few considerations into account. Done. But if what you truly want deep inside is the recognition, and that recognition doesn't come because the product is not polished enough, because it doesn't, you don't do enough of an effort to actually make people take a look at it, if it's not finished enough and people ignore it, or simply because it doesn't gel well with the community, then you're going to feel really upset about it. And if you want to make money and you release a product that it's mediocre and doesn't make any money, then you are going to feel upset about it. If you actually want to publish it because you want to sell a ton and you don't, then you're going to feel upset about it. So it is very important that you actually are honest with yourself. You don't have to tell the world about this if you don't want to, but you have to be very honest about yourself and decide, why do you want to publish this book? If you want to truly make money out of it, you need to take a look at what games are actually making money and say, my game has to be at the very least at this level. Because if it is under that level, in terms of layout, artwork, length, publicity, notoriety, if it's below that, then it's likely to make less money, unless you know something that you can put into practice. If what you want is to create a community, then maybe you don't need that higher production value, but you have to invest your time in actually interacting with that community and building it up. Communities rarely build themselves up. They need input. They need input from passionate people. And quite frankly, if we don't see that the author is passionate about their work, then why should we be, you know? It's a bit, I like to interact with the people. So there are very, very many reasons, and it's absolutely fine if you want to create your role-playing game. I know people who do it just because they like the idea that somebody's going to be happy for the time that they are playing the game. And that is absolutely wonderful. That's a truly fantastic thing to do. I know people who actually want to make money. And that's absolutely fine. I know people who want to do it for the recognition. And that is absolutely fine. Because the recognition from our peers is valid. Perfectly valid. And it doesn't have to go anywhere near the Hollywood amount of recognition or to become well-known so people stop you in the streets and you become some, you know, victim of the paparazzi. No, it doesn't have to be that way. But it's actually pretty cool when you go to a convention and somebody tells you, I read your book and I loved it. It really feels very good. And that is perfectly valid as well. And don't let anybody tell you no. So before you actually decide to publish your book, think about the true, honest-to-God reasons why you want to do it. And then plan according with your own expectations of your own product. Thank you very much indeed for watching. Please do send me any kind of questions or doubts or plans, or if I am making a mistake, by all means, do let me know, because I don't know everything about this. And the publishing business changes all the time. So we're going to be talking about crowdfunding or not crowdfunding, going to publishers or self-publishing, artwork or no artwork, and word count, how many pages, all of those things. We're going to be talking about them. But I would love your input. And for this to be a conversation, for that, well, I can't keep making these videos, but I'd rather make these videos with you. So thank you very, very much indeed for being there. Remember to subscribe if you haven't done so yet. And until the next time, I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care.